Up the Mishnah Vayter, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. So we already know how many kohanim we need for a lamb, how many we need for a ram. What about par for the ox? Up the Mishnah, par karev be esrim v'arba. You need 24 kohanim for the par. Here comes the cheshbon. Harosh, one kohen for the head. V'haregel, and we need 2 for the regel. In other words, the Rosh comes in the hands of one Kohen. The Regel is going to come with 2 Kohen. 2 Kohen, I'm going to carry the Regel. So far we have 3. Kohanim 4 and 5 are for Ha'oitetz, the tail. Kohanim 6 and 7 are for Ha'regel, the second leg. As the Mishnah explains, we needed 2 for each. Ha'oitetz Mishnayim, the tail. Needed 2 kehanim, they were kehanim 4 and 5. The haregel vishnayim, and the second leg needed 2. They were kehanim 6 and 7. Hechoza, as we explained, that's the shuman achoza, the part of the animal that faces downwards. That's what the 8th kohen was for. And the hagera, that's the neck area where the behemoth is malagera. It includes the different things that lead into the lung and the heart and the liver. This is an ox. This is very heavy. The Hagera, this whole area, you needed 3 Kohanim for that. And they would be Kohanim 9 through 11. So again, the Mishnah explains. Chaza be'echa, the Chaza needed 1 Kohen, Vagera b'shlasha. Vaiter, these are Kohanim 12 and 13. Shtei Yadayim b'shnayim. These are the 2 front legs, which the Mishnah refers to as Yadayim. Each one takes 1. Kehanim 14 and 15, shtei defanais b'shnayim, the 2 sides of the animal. Needed 2 kehanim for those. And for the next group of 3, we need 3 kehanim each. Hakravayim v'hasoiles v'hayayin, the intestines, the flour needed for the mincha that comes along with the par and the yayin, b'shloisha shloisha, each one 3 kehanim. So it would be kehanim 16, 17, and 18 for the kravayim, 19, 20, 21 for the soiles, 22, 23, and 24 for the yayin. When do we see that you need all of these kohanim? And you need the pious to decide who carries what? The karbanos sibur, when it comes to the public karbanos, the communal karbanos. Avu bekarbin yachid, im rotzel lahakrav makrav. If one single kohen wants to be makrav of everything without the pious, he can do so. Vaiter zakta mishnah, hef shaitan, skinning the animals when he tuchen and cutting it, shel elu v'shel elu shavin. Whether it's a carbon yachin or whether it's a carbon tzibur, both have the same halacha. No pious is necessary. It's actually, as the Batanura explains, kosher bizarre. It does not require a kayin at all. So let's run through quickly again the cheshbon of the 24 kayhanim. 1 for the rash. 2 for the regel. That's a total of 3. Kayhanim 4 and 5 had to carry the tail. Kayhanim 6 and 7, the second leg. 1 for the chazer, that would be the 8th kohen. Kohanim 9, 10, and 11, we needed 3 kohanim to carry the geira, the whole area around the neck with the b'nei ma'ayim. As explained, the part that's connected to the heart, the liver, and so on. Kohanim 12 and 13, for the 2 front legs, each one took 1. The 2 sides, the shtei defanes, that was carried up by kohanim 14 and 15. And for the next 3 things, each one needed 3 kohanim. 16, 17, and 18 were for the intestines. 19, 20, 21 for the soiles, 22, 23, 24 for the yayin. Mishnah told us that all of this, all of these cheshbonos with so many kohanim, and doing it in this parade type of a manner, it should be a big roivam hadras melech, was only for kabbanas tzibur. When it comes to kabbanas yachid, if he wanted to do everything on his own, he could. And also when it comes to skinning or cutting the animal, whether it's a carbon yachid or it's a carbon tzibur, it's done without a pious, and actually it could be done bizarre. It does not even require a kayin.